Today's gospel reading is a commentary between Jesus and Peter. Today's gospel goes back to St. Matthew's gospel, chapter 5, where Jesus speaks about the Beatitudes. And today's readings reflect and challenge us to be merciful. They go back to the fifth Beatitude: be merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for that they shall see and the mercy of God. So blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. And in today's world, and because of our fallen nature, our tendency is to turn inward. See, we live in a world where it's about me. What do you have to offer me in this relationship? How is this going to benefit me if I do this for you? Everything revolves around me. Even sometimes in marriages, we look at, what do you have to offer me? Instead of looking at this marriage as my gift, my sacrificial gift of giving myself to you and building a family. But often we look at life through a lens of how I can benefit from you. And because of that, our hearts grow hardened and our hearts are not open to receiving the love, grace, and mercy of Christ. See, Christ wants us to be limitless in our mercy towards one another. Because when we are limitless like Christ is with us, our hearts can grow and we can receive more love, we can receive more mercy, and we can share that with those that we live with, we interact with, and we love. You see, when we think about it, think of our relationship with the Lord. His mercy is boundless and limitless. I often think of when I think of mercy, I think of the sacrament of reconciliation that Jesus gave to the church. He never tires to forgive us of our sins. And I don't know about you, but I think for most of us, our sins are the same, and we feel like a broken record when we go in there. But he never tires of showing and showering us with his mercy. He's very patient with us, he's very loving with us, and he continues to shower us with his love and mercy, and he's asking us to do the same for our neighbors, our families, and those that we even struggle to love, so that we may grow in the ability to love and show mercy. And I think it's a beautiful Sunday this week for us to have God share, because it's our opportunity as a faith community to shower mercy and love upon other Catholics throughout our diocese. You see, we're a blessed congregation here. Many of us have good educations, good jobs, good families, and Jesus is calling us to share the goodness that he gives to us and our families with those throughout the diocese that may need some help. People that may need help with a struggling marriage. We all have family members who have left the faith or do not practice the faith. And this is our way to evangelize and to reach out to others. I personally thank you all for your generosity to God share, because I am a product, as you saw in the video, of your prayers and your generosity. My education cost about $45,000 a year, so I imagine the diocese has invested in me alone around $250,000. All of you that have gone to college or had grandchildren that go to college, you know it's very expensive. And seminary education is very expensive because class sizes are small and you have to attract good, faithful theologian to teach us, or otherwise my education is watered down. And in order to attract good instructors, it costs money because they have families, and if they're good, they're wanted in many different universities. But they also make a sacrifice in choosing to work at a seminary, because they do not make as much as they could make somewhere else. But again, prayers doesn't pay the bills, does it? You know, we need prayers and to pray for vocations. We need to pray for the needs of our church and our diocese. But prayers, they don't pay the light bill. You know, it's just the reality of life. So this Sunday, I'm asking you to open your hearts and open your wallets too, to share the generosity that the Lord has given to you with the diocese, because the bishop is asking for us to share 1% of our annual income. And I know for some of us with the COVID, this is trying times, and there's been cuts in pay, there's been cuts in workforce, and you may not be able to give as much. But there's some of us that have been blessed and can give more. And some of you may have already received your envelopes in the mail. If you don't receive one, you can always put it in the collection and on the envelope say God Share, and it goes to the diocese. You can also go to the Bismarck Diocese website to give. But we're all in this together, and I ask you to prayerfully consider what you can afford to give out of the mercy of your own heart to help with mercy and love of Christ with our Western North Dakota Bismarck Diocese.